crypt doors have opened. The shadows are stirring. And I'm finally back. That's right. Big D is back. I'm back for season four of Guess What? You're Wrong. After a brief hiatus, we're back and we're diving headfirst into some of the best and definitely some of the worst horror flicks that you can find. And as always, we're going to spoil the hell out of any movie we discuss. So grab your flashlights, hide your snacks, and crack a jar. It's time to get spooky.
Enjoy the show!
Now, before we get into this episode too far, I just got a little disclaimer here. First off, all audio used in this podcast is used under the protection of fair use. And as with all of my movie reviews that I do here on Guess What? You're Wrong, we spoil the hell out of everything we talk about. So you have been warned. Welcome back to another horribly redone episode of Guess What? You're Wrong. That's right. As you can see, right there, we're actually going to be covering the new Silent Night, Deadly Night. It was released this year, 2025. Boy, where do I start? First off, let's start with some house cleaning real quick. I know there was supposed to be a whole bunch of shit that came out in October, November, even work, been traveling a lot, been going around, made it over to Arkansas and then back and forth to Maryland like crazy. But I did get a chance to go and see this Silent Night, Deadly Night, opening night, actually. When it first came out, I was on my way to Maryland and I stopped by in Virginia somewhere. Because there wasn't a lot of places that were actually showing it. So I stopped by to check this movie out, thinking, wow, they're making a horror classic. This is, I should have known. It never goes well. But I was hoping, I had high hopes, I guess you could say. Let's start off right at the beginning. First off, this movie takes Billy, everybody's favorite Santa Claus slasher from the 80s. And I think, didn't Screambox have something to do with this remake or something like that? But holy shit, this is terrible. It's terrible. I'm telling you, let's go step by step. Let's tell you why it's terrible, right? So we all know that in the great Silent Night, Deadly Night, Billy is horrified about Santa Claus from his grandfather. His grandfather tells him, "Have you been naughty? Santa Claus punishes naughty." You know that. So he's got this mental fear of Santa Claus, right? That's not in this one. Billy's grandfather is actually a nice old man that lives in an old, nursing home. Billy has a good time with them. You know, the opening scene with Billy and his grandfather, they're dancing around the room, having a good time. And then his grandfather just falls over, starts coughing up blood and dies in front of Billy. That's traumatic in itself, but it's not the trauma that we needed, like from the first original movie. It turns out, before we get to what it turns out to be, we see this strange man peeking in through a door. You know, creeper style. And it turns out what actually had happened is that Billy's parents got his grandfather to sign over all of his earthly valuables and his wealth. And then they killed him. They poisoned him. So the guy dies. The grandfather dies in front of Billy. And it turns out that his parents are just dicks. Killing the grandfather for the money is basically what it turns out to be. Now, there's just so much. In the original movie, that trauma that he faced from his grandfather scaring him like he did, is integral to why Billy goes on to do what he does, right? So by not portray, well, the way they changed the whole fucking movie. So first off, Billy has, in the original movie, Billy has a brother. I can't remember his name. Ricky, something like that. But, you know, we see it in the opening scenes of the original movie when Santa Claus comes to kill his parents. We see the little baby. And then even later on when Billy is in the foster care in the orphanage, we see his brother there as well. Well, there's no brother in this one. Nothing. There is the scene where they're driving back down the highway, and they're worried, and Billy's worried that he's just not going to get home in time for Santa Claus to come and visit him. Nothing about being afraid of Santa Claus at this point here. Car speeds up behind them, bumps them, run, you know, stops. They stop. Oh, my gosh, you hit me. It turns out to be the creeper guy that was in the closet staring at the old folks' home. Dressed as Santa Claus. He comes out. And there was in the original movie, there was, you know, he kills the dad because the dad gets right out and the dad falls dead, you know, on the street there. But there's a little bit more in detail about what he does to the mother. Now, I know in the 80s, it's gratuitous titty shots and that kind of stuff. But I think that added to the level of trauma to Billy. In this one here, you know, and then in the original, when all this happens and then the mother gets killed, Billy takes off and runs into the weeds and in the little ditch, leaving his baby brother in the car. No. Apparently, Mom, in the new one, there's a gun. I think there was a gun in the glove compartment or something like that. She pulls it out, managed to shoot Santa Claus in the neck, right? So Santa Claus fires a shotgun, killing Mom, and then falls back on the road, dying because he got shot in the neck. Billy, I guess thinking this is his opportunity to go see what had happened, gets out of the car, goes out there. Santa Claus reaches up his hand. Billy takes his hand, and they, you know, and there's a transference. We see some light, you know, work going here, but we don't really know what's going on at this point. But now we flash forward to Billy's an adult. So in the original movie, there was a lot of scenes in the orphanage that I believe were integral. They were important to the movie, right? I mean, Billy is trying to deal with this childhood trauma. He's in an orphanage. He has one nun that is nice to him and is trying to give him the benefit of the doubt because of what he witnessed and what he went through. And then there's Mother Superior, who was just a bitch to him constantly. Whooping him and beating him. And then, you know, there's the scene where he's supposed to be locked in his room because of some picture he drew. And the nice nun comes and lets him out. She says, go out. go out and play. Go out and play with the other kids. Well, as Billy's taking off and he's going outside, he hears some noise down the hall and he goes and checks it out. He looks in the keyhole and he sees some, I guess a nun and a lawn worker or something like that having some sex. Mother Superior comes in, whoops the hell out of them, sends Billy outside. Billy goes outside. And this is where she says that, you know, still Billy, that was naughty. Naughty. But that whole scene in Billy's life in the orphanage was also integral to the type of person that he became, that he grew up to be. He never really coped with that childhood trauma. The orphanage kind of just fed into it and let him go on that. But when we come to the new movie, we don't have a lot of that. We don't have that background. They don't show us. Billy shows up in this town, this small town. I don't even remember where the hell was that. They may have shown. I don't even know. Oregon, Portland, Colorado. I don't know where it was at. But he shows up. And he's like, well, he goes into get some supplies, food, and stuff like that. And he sees this girl. He was eating. That's right. He sat down to get some coffee, something to eat in his little diner. And he sees this woman. This woman works at, you know, a local shop across the street. And one of the waitresses tells her, it's like a rose covered in an onion or some stupid shit like that. But obviously Billy's infatuated with this girl. He wants to find out who she is. And at this point here, we can hear Billy has a voice in his head, right? Somebody's talking to him. Oh no, not this again. No, you shouldn't be doing this. We have a job to do. And another thing that they threw into this movie here is like, Billy has an advent calendar. And every day of December, he's supposed to kill somebody every single day, until Christmas. So 25 people he's supposed to kill. And every time he kills them, he gets the blood on his finger and he puts it on that day. He lifts up the number one, puts the blood, and you can tell that it's old and there's lots of layers of blood on there. So he's been doing it for quite some time. Now this is whole a new addition as well. The whole addition of this advent calendar and collecting blood, you know, like Dexter style, but instead of on slides, I don't know. Billy goes over to this shop where this girl's at. I don't remember her name. I guess I could have looked it up. Maybe I'll look it up here real quick and see if I can figure out what her name was. Good looking girl, though. Let me see. I guess I should have had this shit ready here. Let's open up the IMDb and see what the IMDb tells us. Right? So Ronan Campbell plays Billy Chapman. Ruby Modine plays Pamela Sims. Now, this is the girl that he has his interest in. Pamela Sims. Charlie is a shotgun Santa that is played by Mark Atchison. Now, let's go back. This movie was directed by Mike P. Nelson. The tag here says Santa's going to slay after seeing his parents killed by someone dressed as Santa. Blah, 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 blah. Gracious, it's just not. Let me see. I don't even know if there's any. I'll pop that up in here. But let's get back to the movie. So, Billy wants this. He wants to meet her. Right? He goes there. He's a little shy. He can't really talk to her. She's kind of forward and, you know, rough around the edges and kind of gruff. And so he's like, well, he walks. He doesn't get anywhere. So he starts walking back out of the store and he sees that they're hiring. Now hiring. The shop is hiring. Why not? I'm a serial killer, but, you know, why not get a job here? Because this chick's hot. Right? And the whole time, that voice in his head is trying to dissuade him from doing it. You know, stop. You're not doing this. You know what we have to do. You know who we are, kind of thing. He interviews. It turns out that the girl's dad owns the shop. There's some backstory about her mom wanted the shop, but she died. So the dad's taking it over, and the girl's supposed to take it over when she gets old enough or some shit like that. What was this girl's name again? Oh, man. Ruby Modine, who plays Pamela Sims. What else has she been in? She's a good-looking girl. Shameless, Dead Giveaway, Happy Death Day to You, are a few. South Jersey Horror Podcast. Maybe I'll check them out. I never heard about that. There's a few things here that she's been in. Pretty girl, good enough actress. Plays the part well. You know, she's got some issues, some mental issues, I'll say. Zero temper control. There's scenes where she just loses it and just starts screaming at people. And then there's other times where she's, you know, she's having this, oh, and she starts screaming at herself, you know, so. Then there's this. So Billy gets the job at this general store, whatever it is. And there's a scene where this old guy, he sees this old guy talking to Pamela. So he gets kind of jealous. And then the voice in his head says, that's him. He's tonight. You know, he's the one for tonight. So at this point here, we hear this voice in his head. We see that Billy gets a little jealous because this old man is talking to Pamela. And all of a sudden, he becomes the target for that evening. So, I mean, it's a pretty fucking gruesome kill scene. You know, Billy does dress up as Santa Claus, sneaks into this old man's house. Who's this old man played by? We got him here. George Vilmo, maybe? Tom Young? He looks older. White beard. Billy creeps up into this guy. This guy's sitting in a recliner watching some TV. And he just axes him. In the fucking head cleaves it. I got to tell you, the kill scenes in this movie are on par. They're good. They're good kill scenes. Story? Now, Pamela also has a jealous, I think his name's Max. Max Benedict is David Thomason, a jealous ex-boyfriend who just happens to be a police officer or a sheriff deputy or some shit like that. And that plays into the story too, as well. Convoluted. There's so much going on here. So Billy kills this old guy. Right. It turns out later on we find out this old guy is supposed to play Santa Claus on Christmas Eve or day shop. So when he doesn't show up, the police go looking for him. And of course he's nowhere to be seen. And that's later on though. So we don't get into that yet because up until this point, there's a lot of other murders. And we cannot forget, Billy is in love with Pamela, right? So they have a little kid. Pamela has a young brother or sister. I think it's a brother. And he's in hockey. So they take him to this hockey game. And this is the one time where we see that Pamela loses it. But this is where we also meet Delphine Anderson, played by Sharon Bayer. Sharon Bayer. Delphine is one of those parents when you go to games that you love to hate. You know, you see them parents yelling at their kids, get on the line. Da, da, da. You're like, fuck, I just want to smack the shit out of you. That's who Delphine is. This is Billy asked Pamela, who's that woman up there? And Pamela's like, hey, I can introduce you if you're interested, thinking, you know, there's a little something going on. Delphine comes down to talk to Billy, but this is when it happens. Pamela's little brother, who was his name? I don't know. Doesn't really tell you here. Pamela's little brother is getting bullied out in the ice. You know, they're calling him a fag, calling him all kinds of stuff, and they're hitting him with sticks and beating on him, whatever thing. Pamela flips her shit and goes out there on the ice and beats the hell out of these kids. That's what she does. She beats the hell out of these kids for picking on her brother. Cool. I don't care. I mean, that's stop being dicks. But this is the first scene where we see that Pamela kind of loses her shit a little bit. She's got some issues, you know. She goes to jail. Her ex Max gets her out because he's a police officer or deputy, whatever the fuck he is. And this is the scene where Max sees Billy with Pamela and her family. And he's not too hip on it. He's not, I don't know if I like that shit too much, but who's appearing in the background there? You see that shit? Oh my goodness, me gusta. What was I talking about? Max, yeah, I'm sorry, I had a brain fart there. Max is not too happy about, you can just tell by the look on his face. He's not too impressed with the shit that's going on here. I don't even know what the fuck goes on here. Billy gets a date with Delphine. They don't go into it, but he has to borrow Pamela's car. You know, he gets dressed up as Santa Claus. We know something shit's going to go down, right? He pulls up to this place, and he's hearing that voice in his head, who is Charlie, Shotgun Santa Charlie. And they pull up to this place. It's a big barn, you know, a big piece of property. There's a bunch of lights. And the voice in his head is just like, let's go check this out first. Let's go see what's going on here. Son of a bitch. Before we get to this, there is a scene at the beginning of the movie where Billy kills this guy who's some kind of a delivery driver for, I don't even remember. But we see his truck. It's at a hotel room. Billy kills him, comes out. We see the guy's boss and stuff around his truck looking for the worker, and Billy escapes. Right? I wish I remembered what the hell the name of the company was, because it comes into play later on. But back to the barn party that Billy just showed up at. He gets up there, and there's a security guard at the door saying, "Hey, Santa, you got to check your weapons." And he's like, "I ain't got no fucking weapons." Let him in. Let him in the door. Yeah. He walks into this party. There's a bunch of music playing, a bunch of people dancing, you know. Bunch of people dressed up as Santa and elves and all this stuff. Everybody dancing. You look up at the stage. There's swastikas and shit everywhere. It's a huge white power white nationalist rally. And it's, you can't make this shit up. Somebody, whoever made this movie, had a great idea to think, hey, let's throw a bunch of Nazis. Now, we could go down the realm of, I don't know the director who wrote it and stuff. I don't know what their political views are, and I really don't care. But you can go down that rabbit hole and think about why they added white power, white nationalist Nazis in this movie. Delphine is like the leader of them. And she's like, we're going to have a white Christmas, a white person Christmas, whatever she says, whatever stupid shit she's starts spouting. And Billy's like, yeah. He walks back out to his car, opens the trunk, Pamela's car, opens the trunk, and there's the axe. You know, the axe that you see that is the double-headed axe. Wow. The voice in his mind, Charlie Shotgun Santa asks him, oh, well, we're going to wait till she goes to the bathroom? You know, what are we going to do? And so Billy's like, nah, we're going to fucking kill them all. just like that. We're going to kill them all. Okay, so it starts off with the security guard at the door. And he's like, oh, Santa. And he just hits him in the gut, kills him, blah, blah, blah. He walks in and just starts swinging axes and starts killing people. That axe, double-edged axe. He's killing men, women. Doesn't make a difference. They're all Nazis. He's killing them all. Then there's this scene where Delphine is like, what the fuck? She's backstage, and she starts hearing a bunch of screaming. She thought people were having an orgy, because that's what they were supposed to be doing, I guess. But she decides to come out and check it out, and she sees Billy going to town just axing people left and right. So she comes out with her fucking Uzi, throws her Uzi, and just starts shooting the crowd. So Billy, there's no way he could have killed everybody there. So Delphine helps him out. Not meaning to, but she kills a lot of her own people just by trying to get Billy. Well, Delphine ends up dying. But she gets on a snowmobile or some shit and she drives away. And, you know, of course, just like in the original, the sledding scene. You know, she's driving away in a snowmobile and Billy pops up from around a tree and bop, her ex and her head, you know, all that good shit. So the kill scenes are good in this movie. I got to tell you, it's a new movie. You make it a shitty movie, make the kill scenes good. I guess that's maybe what they were thinking too. I don't know. The story goes on, man. I mean, there's this story. We learn at the hockey rink earlier that there's somebody kidnapping kids as well, because Pamela's brother is like, I don't want to get taken by the taker or whatever they call him, the taker or kid taker, whatever it is. And they're like, oh, there's nobody taking kids. But one of the things that I forgot to mention is from the beginning of the time when Billy got into this town, there's these missing kids posters all over the fucking place. So it's obvious that there is an issue with somebody taking the kids. And now they're trying to brush off, oh, no, it's kind of like an urban legend kind of thing. Well, no, somebody's taking the fucking kids. And it's odd that now Billy showed up into this town. They obviously have a Nazi problem. And Billy's... So they have a Nazi problem and they got a child abduction problem going on in this town. Okay. And Billy happens to show up. Coincidence? I think not. And as you learn this throughout the movie, you start to think, yeah, this is not a coincidence, you know? So it goes on and on. I don't even remember who the next kills were. There's a few more kills. He's adding people to the list. And finally, he's like, no, I love Pamela. I'm going to stop doing this. And this was another one of the rules is, if you don't kill who you're supposed to kill, then somebody else dies. That you don't have no, you don't get to choose. So basically, whoever shotgun Santa, Charlie, tells you to kill, you have to kill them, put their blood in the advent calendar, and you save anybody else from dying. If you don't do it, then you get no choice in who does die, because somebody's going to die either way. But at least if you choose and put their blood in the advent calendar, it prevents anybody else from dying. You know, it's kind of looted as well. But there's a point where Billy's like, no, I'm done. You know, Pamela is the one I want to be with. I love that girl. And Shotgun Santa, you know, Charlie's like, you know what the fuck's going to happen, right? You know what's going to happen. And it does. You know, Pamela's dad dies. Let's fast forward on this a little bit, because we find out that Pamela's brother gets abducted. Oh, No, first, yeah, Pamela's. That's right. That's right. Hold on. Rewind. Pamela's dad is at the shop, right? And he hears something outside when he's locking up and leaving. And he looks over across the parking lot and he sees this old style SUV looking thing, you know. He goes over there and he sees in the back, there's a kid in the back. And he's like, fuck, I'm going to get you out. Because he's like, there's a kid taker around here. I'm going to get you. I'm going to save you. Well, somebody comes up behind him, shoots him. He dies. And this is after Billy has decided, I'm not doing this anymore. So Billy had no say in who was going to die. So Pamela's dad gets killed. It just so happens the guy turns around. He's wearing a Santa Claus mask. He looks at the camera and kind of waves. Not weird at all, right? So we learn that Pamela's or Billy's killing rampage, his murdering rampage, affects reality, I guess, and who dies and that kind of thing. Pamela's distraught, obviously. The next scene, you know, there's a wake or something at their shop. Pamela and Billy are downstairs. Billy's comforting Pamela, and Max peeks around the corner and sees them. And this voice, Charlie, in the, you know, his voice in Billy's head keeps saying, Billy, I'm getting that feeling again. Look up, look around, look up. And Billy looks up, but Max is gone. And this happens throughout the movie, you know, I'm getting that feeling again. Look around, look at this. And that's how he was picking people. Charlie would see something and see somebody and be like, that's who it is. That's who we're killing. And Pamela goes on, you know, if I could, she says something like, if I could have the person that did this right in front of me right now, and I would kill him, blah, 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 blah. I would do this. And Billy and Charlie in his head are having this battle. You know, Charlie's like, don't do it. Don't do it. Billy's like, well, what if I could give that to you? Tells Pamela, what if I can give that to you? Pamela's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Well, Billy tells Pamela everything. Billy gets dressed up in his Santa outfit. They get into the car. They start driving because Billy knows where that Santa is, the guy that killed Pamela's dad. So as they're driving, Billy tells Pamela everything about the voice in his head, about his parents dying, about, you know, how he's been killing all this whole time. And it's been a long time. I think he started killing, like, I think he said like 17, 16 or 17, when he finally gave into the voice and he killed, who turns out, they have a flashback, turns out he kills Mother Superior at the orphanage. And it's reminiscent of the Linnea Quigley death in their first one, except there's no titty shots. The nun basically gets pushed back onto some antlers and gets impaled, and she gets killed. And then ever since that point, Billy's been killing every year. 25 kills. Once a year. So I'm guessing maybe he's 21 now. So maybe I don't even know how long he's been killing for, but a lot of years, a lot of murders. He tells Pamela everything. Pamela's like, all right. And he also tells Pamela about the voice in his head. So there's more to this voice in Billy's head to Shotgun Santa. Right. When Charlie sees somebody that gets put on Billy's list, there's a reason. They're a bad person. That's basically what it is. They've done something wrong. They've killed somebody. It does turn out that the original old man that Billy killed when he first came into this town killed his wife. They found his wife's body, all decrepit and everything, and mummified in the basement of his house with all kinds of stabs, you know, stabbed to death, stab wounds everywhere. So he was a bad guy. Obviously, Delphine, Nazis, right? So it's turning out that this Billy has turned into this kind of like an avenging angel type of mass murderer. Doesn't just kill anybody. Like in the original movie, he was killing anybody he thought that was naughty, right? He just killed anybody. You know, he didn't really, he didn't see any evil people. You've seen the movie. So in this one here, Billy's kind of like an avenging angel murderer. So everybody he kills has been bad and has done something that deserves to be killed for. Now it's all starting to come together here, right? So Billy shows up at this place here because Charlie has this power to not only see people and to see that they're evil and what they've done, but he can locate them. You know, so Charlie tells Billy where to go to find these people, right? So he goes to this place. It's like, I think a tree farm or some shit like that. I don't know. There's something out there. They find this building here. They go into this building and, you know, somebody was just there. It's warm. You know, there's food or some shit in there. I don't remember. But they end up finding this little door in the floor. They open up this door and there's like a little sub basement down there. It's filled with those balls from like, you know, ball pits the kids play in. They get down in there and there's kids there. So all these kids that have been being abducted are down in this pit and drugged up and knocked out. Yeah, I know. So they start rescuing these kids, right? They rescue, you know, Pamela's brother's down there. There's a few other kids down there. They pull them out. They rescue these kids. The killer, the abductor, actually comes down and they have this fight. He takes Pamela and is hiding in this ball pit. But Charlie's directing, or take the knife or take the whatever he has, knife, axe, whatever he's doing. Go over to the corner right there. He's laying on top of her. Strike right now and you'll kill him. Blah, and kills him, you know. So Charlie is not just a voice in Billy's head now. It's telling him what to do, how to do it, and it's just odd. It's just odd. But the killer is dead. They rescue these kids. Billy has been stabbed or shot or something. He's hurting. I think he's been stabbed. He goes out. He goes, I'm going to go out and get the car. We're going to get these kids out of here. But he goes out there. Right, and Max, the shitty boyfriend, is there. Billy's got blood on him, so Max shoots him. Blah, blah. Pamela walks out. What have you done? I'm going to speed through this a little bit. What have you done? Oh, no, Billy's dying. Then you hear the voice, shotgun, you know, Charlie, shotgun Santa in Billy's head. Oh, you know, kid, I loved you. I had so much fun. I don't want to go, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's been, we had a blast. We did all this stuff. It's been awesome. My beard's kind of fuckered up, isn't it? Yeah, I don't give a fuck. And Billy is dying. Pamela is holding him. Max is like, what the fuck's going on? And Pamela's holding Billy. And one of the things that she had said earlier in the movie is, I want to be where you are, Billy. That was the thing. Wherever you are, Billy, that's where I want to be. Because she was in love with Billy as well. Billy dies. This is when we find out that Billy wasn't crazy this whole fucking time. It was leading up to that a little bit anyway. You know, if you were paying attention and you knew anything about horror movies, I don't know. It's a trope. I don't fucking know. But Pamela grabs Billy's hand. There's a huge light show. Electricity everywhere. This electrical currents run through Billy and go into Pamela. Like, what the fuck is this? Billy dies. Pamela gets up crying. I think Pamela kills Max. Because Pamela is like, Billy, I love you. And she yells for Billy, says something, and Billy answers her back. Hey, what's going on? What's up? And she's like, she looks around, where are you? And it turns out Billy's in her head now. Billy transferred his essence to Pamela. So now Pamela has the gift. Is it a gift? I don't fucking know. But it turns out they find out that she touches Max, or they can see now that Max was one of the ringleaders of this child abduction, child slavery ring, involved with the Nazis. And the company that they found the kids at, it's the same company from the original person, like I mentioned earlier, that Billy killed at the hotel when they found his truck. It's the same company. So it was all a bunch of leading into finding these kids and killing those responsible for abducting these children. Avenging Angel Syndrome, I guess. So I'm guessing that's how it's going to go forward. You know, we know that Silent Night, Deadly Night 2, 3, 4, Billy had a brother, and, you know, it goes on and on and on. This one here, Billy's essence, his power, his ability to see evil in people has been transferred to Pamela. Pamela is going to be the one. I really hope they don't make a part two, but if they do, Pamela's going to be the one. That's it. That's the fucking movie. I didn't stick around to see if there was an after credit scene. I didn't really care. I was kind of shitified. You know, I was like, this is not silent. It could have been a good movie. And I say this a lot about a lot of sequels or remakes out there. It could have been a good movie if they would not have tried to make it a remake of Silent Night, Deadly Night. That's a classic. There's not a horror movie fan out there. I don't think there is, that hasn't seen the original Silent Night, Deadly Night, and it's one of their favorites. Christmas horror movie, right? You make this piece of shit like this, and you try and tell people this is a remake of your favorite? Nah, it's not going to fly, baby. Sorry. It is what it is. All in all, this movie, good kill scenes. Terrible remake, though. I get a thumbs down. I wouldn't go see it again. I'll probably get it when it comes out streaming, so that way my son can see it and stuff. But oh, that was a terrible movie. If you want to see good holiday horror, stick with the original Silent Night, Deadly Night. I mean, fucking even that movie Santa Claus that Bill Goldberg did was better than this piece of dribble. Really, I'm telling you. Pamela was good looking. Billy's a good actor. Billy Chapman, played by Rowan Campbell. Wasn't he the guy that was also in Halloween? Was kind of possessed by, I think that's who it was. Stay away from the movie. see it if you want. But it's terrible. It's a terrible remake. Using the name of Billy Chapman and a very, very, very loose remake. It's terrible. I won't watch it again. But hey, if you disagree with me, guess what? You're wrong. That's it. That's all I got for you. That's this episode of Guess What? You're Wrong. I have plans for a few more episodes. I mean, it's already coming to the next end of the fucking month. I don't know if I'm going to get them out. There was a couple other movies, Christmas style movies that I wanted to cover this year, but we'll see. If I don't, I don't. I know I still got an episode, Night of the Comets, coming up. I'm doing that with Jen and Wayne Herbert from Ozark Steelworks. I got a special coming out next month. We're going to be covering Lucio Fulci's Zombie, and that's going to be a special guest on that one as well. But that's it. That's all I got for you with this episode of Guess What? You're Wrong. Everybody out there, sweet dreams. Love, peace. Find yourself in the rain. Let it be purple, baby. And that's going to do it for the day. Thanks for hanging out with me and letting me bend your ear for a while. Ain't no time for bad shine. And until next time, don't forget. You're wrong.
Later, Tater.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night, and God bless America.